at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site. Indeed.com.
Congratulations to Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They're celebrating their 20th year in business. And once again, it's their annual warehouse blowout sale Friday, September 29th and Saturday, September 30th at their Crestwood location. Now, normally, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has got great pricing on all sorts of hardwoods. Oak, maple, hickory, cherry, exotics, hand scraped, distressed, wide plank. But their annual warehouse sale blows those prices out of the water. You can pre-shop any of the three store locations. If you can't make the sale, you can pre-buy the hardwood floors. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors has been doing this for 20 years. This is where I got my cherry hardwood floors that look fantastic at a fraction of the cost. Boardwalk Hardwood Floors, it's their 20th year in business and their annual warehouse sale, Friday, September 29th and Saturday, September 30th. You can find out more at boardwalkhardwood.com, but we'll see you there at their Crestwood location, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The plant called and said, if you don't come in tomorrow, don't bother coming in Monday.
Woohoo! 4-day weekend.
Crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
We have a full house today. It actually is the large morning show again, like it used to be. One, two, three, four, five people. Good afternoon. And welcome to the, the end of the next to last week that we'll be here. Next week will be the last week. So five more jokes, including today. I will look at the list. I'll pick a joke. Now, if you're listening and you have a joke suggestion, a joke that you remember and you've never gotten it out of your head. Maybe you only remember part of it. Oh, there was this joke he told about these women who were Siamese twins. I know that's politically incorrect, but I still like it. It's supposed to be conjoined. That's not fun. Has anybody ever called from Siam who was offended? There isn't even a Siam anymore anyway. Is there? What was that?
Thailand.
It's Thailand. So these Thailand twins.
Yeah.
We could do that maybe. Whatever it is, I will, if you hit me with something I haven't told for a while and I go, you know what, that's the, we'll tell it today. Look at the phones.
Why can't we do China? Why can't we do,
Yeah, when did that become offensive, Siamese?
I don't know. At some point it was supposed to be conjoined twins. Huh. I don't know that anybody has ever. Who is it that would complain? Would conjoined twins call and complain? And which one would call? Would one offended be offended and not the other? I think if one has to be offended, they both have to be offended. Wouldn't you think?
Absolutely.
We've never had that call. Now, we did get a call years ago because we said somebody was an albino. And Dan will remember this. And, man, this woman tore into us. I'll have you know, my child has albinism.
Wow.
And oh, my
that?
Goodness,
And that's
yes.
what you're supposed to say.
Yes.
Albinism.
You can't say, hey, could you turn these down just a little
albino.
Bit? I'm sorry. I know I told you to turn them up, but they're a little bit oh, that's too much. Tore down. There you go. So you can't say, well, he's an albino or she's an albino. They have albinism.
Yeah.
I got yelled at about midget. Oh, boy.
Hey, you know whose voice that is? Look who's here. Scott Sherman.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. And look who else is here by popular demand. I can't tell you how many emails I got. And I'm not kidding. I think that most of the people who wrote would accept me being off the show if my daughter could be on the show. Please welcome, again, backed by popular demand, and again today, in charge of sound effects, my daughter, Amanda.
Yeah.
Oh, she gave herself a big applause.
Yesterday,
we gave you the queen of the small crowd applause. You got the big crowd.
I'm used to it. Thank you. I was listening to the show, and I said, this Trevor Phillips, in one day, has turned my entire view of him around. Yeah. He is on the sound effects. He's nailing everything. Uh-huh. His timing is perfect. Uh-huh. Found out it was Amanda.
Yeah, wasn't him at all.
Thank you, Scott.
You're welcome.
He's still not that good at it.
Anyway, how about limey? I got yelled at about that, Trevor. Is that bad?
Is that offensive?
Apparently, it's derogatory to some people. I don't really mind being called a limey. If you want to call me a limey, have at
now,
it.
No, if we called you Limey Phillips, would
Limey
would,
Phillips?
Would some, hey, you know. Not
yeah, it's got a nice little ring to it.
But do you think some British listeners might say, well, he might not be offended by it, but everyone else is. Don't,
I'm
don't
sure.
call him that.
I'm sure somebody's going to get offended by
well,
something.
Let's try it. Let's all try right. it, Limey.
I'm Limey Phillips from here on out. No more Trev the Brit. It's from back in the days of, like, pirates and scurvy.
But what does the word limey mean?
Well, sailors used to take fruits with lots of citrus in them because it helps fight scurvy.
Okay.
Right? So you don't get diseases and sick while you're out at sea. And they used to take limes. Because
it's got quinine in it.
Yeah, there you go.
Stop scurvy.
And
what is scurvy?
So they used to have barrels of
like
limes,
rickets.
And it just stayed.
Yeah, what is scurvy?
It's like a joint disease or like a muscle aches that you can't get rid of.
I think I have that. Yeah. I think I have
And
scurvy.
It just stuck. We became limeys.
But it sounds worse. It sounds like something like
it
leprosy or scurvy. Yuck. You know, like, don't touch him. He's got scurvy. Shake his hand. He's got scurvy. It sounds worse. So, limey. You don't mind. You don't mind. I like it.
I like it, actually.
You
I
don't
do.
Mind if she does the sound effects. You'll have all next week.
I am.
And then the 2 weeks
happy.
We're not working, you'll have to play with that thing.
I am happy to sit back here, do half the amount of work, and still get paid the same.
Right. Yeah, sure you are. Oh, my goodness.
I'm amazed at these microphones. There's like mold on them or something.
No, don't be amazed. They're 68 years old.
Yeah, it's so great.
The equipment here all has mold on it.
So Seymour just called. He's called in
Seymour
before.
Seymour Butts?
Yes, Seymour Butts.
Yeah.
He's called in before, but he requested a joke.
Well,
the kid that was born just ahead. Remember, he was...
Sure, I remember that.
Okay.
There are two versions of that, though.
The one where he turned 21?
Well, the one where he turned... They're both when he turned 21. Oh. One is he's opening gifts, or he can't. He has no arms. He's just a kid.
Oh, yes.
And the other one is his dad takes him to the bar.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is that the one?
Yes, that's
you know
the
what?
One.
Until someone calls... with a joke that I think is more worthy, I'm writing down, hang
you know,
on here.
You know that's actually a real case? There was a woman in...
Oh, that's impossible!
No, I'm being deadly serious. I'm going to Google it in a second, I'm going to show you. She was born deformed, obviously, and she had a normal-sized head, and this tiny, tiny, tiny little stump of a body. She's living in a bucket.
Okay, but that's not the same. The joke is about
I'm just saying,
woman just gives birth to a head.
People out there who are just heads and you're telling jokes about them might be offended.
they're welcome to call. Good luck picking up the phone.
People are
just a head.
Well, they're not going to be able to call because
Didn't I just say that?
Oh.
I just said they're not going to be able to call because they're just heads.
Oh.
And then the second later Dan says, and they're not going to be able to call.
I was not taking a whiz.
Dan Strauss, give him an applause just for being an idiot.
Thank you, everybody.
And by the way, on this show, idiot is a compliment.
Yeah.
If you never get called
really?
An idiot, you're not doing your job. Look at this phone. Here, tell me who's on here. I'll talk to these people. Look, it's Thursday. It's the loosest day.
Steve is online, too.
All right. It's the loosest day we have, except for the 4 o'clock hour when... You know, Scott Sherman helps us get serious, and we help people with the legal issues, which he will continue to do every Thursday at the new place starting October 2nd, which is not a Thursday, that's a Monday. So, Scott, your first appearance there would be, don't help me, let me do this in my head, 5th, October 5th. That'll be your first Thursday. No calculator. No, you have to turn on the annex mic.
No, they just said woohoo.
Oh, what they didn't? Okay,
they're excited, but there you go.
But notice so far, the only one she's given the huge crowd applause to is herself.
Is Amanda? That makes sense.
Hey, yeah. I don't blame her. Let me talk to Steve. Hello, Steve. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm in the pen.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I got a joke for you, and I know you haven't told this one in a long time. You remember the guy who gets married? And he calls to get the honeymoon cabin, and he's outside fishing the whole time?
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
And he won't. The guy keeps asking him why he won't go in.
And this is another guy fishing next to him saying, hey, man, you're on your honeymoon.
Why aren't you in there?
Why aren't you back in there with your wife? Okay. Yeah. okay. Duly noted. I got it.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Steve. See, Steve's laughing just thinking about that joke. It is a pretty good joke.
It's almost like when you have a smell and it reminds you of a great experience. He just thought of the punchline.
A smell?
Like in the kitchen.
You know, okay.
Pumpkin pie.
There are other smells that might remind you of a great experience.
Yeah. On line 4,
I have no idea.
John has an explanation to why I jumped in on that joke with the head and everything.
I'd like to hear it. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. AM of the PM as always.
The volume this guy has got. We don't have to tell you to speak up. Okay, so why did that happen with Dan?
Okay, well, just like us callers, Dan, when you say something, Frank, Dan's on a 7-second delay like everybody else.
Mm-hmm. You mean his brain?
Yeah.
No, the speakers, the headphones, I think.
No, they're not. Oh, no. Don't try to make excuses for him doing stupid stuff.
Well,
not on any delay at all.
Wait, one last thing. What's Trevor's email address?
Do you have an email?
I do have an email.
What is it? Limey Phillips.
Try that. Knock yourself out of my hand.
You know what? You need to get that email address. LimeyPhillips@yahoo.com. What is your email address?
My email address, giving it out live on air, is...
Why would you make everything so formal? My email address, giving out live
because
on air.
Because it's a little odd anyway.
It's not odd. You're on the show now.
Oh, he said anyway.
People want to get to know you, and they want to write you, and they want to correspond with you. And if you're reluctant to give this out, don't do it.
I'm not. I'm just reluctant
to
get
hate
from
mail. No, don't.
I'm joking.
Don't joke, because if you don't get hate mail, you're doing something wrong. You have to get some hate mail.
This is true. All right.
But I don't think John here is going to write to hate you. What's your email address?
My email, John, is trevthebrit@gmail.com.
That's the same thing as Limey Phillips.
I'm about to change it to Limey Phillips.
Trev the Brit. Brit with one T.
Yep.
With one T, okay.
And what?
At gmail.com.
All right.
Gmail.com. I've got it.
I'm not kidding. Thank you, John. Hey, I'm not kidding. It's easy to get an email address.
Literally about to make one on Gmail that will be Limey Phillips.
Now, and that could be your, now, that now, can be your show, now, show email.
Right now, some jerk is taking it, so you won't get it. So we'll find another.
How do you spell that?
Limey?
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. So if somebody takes it, screw them. We'll do something else. We'll do Limey dot Phillips or Limey P or whatever. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
You bet we will, Limey. Let me take another call here. Scotty, how are you? Scotty, that's you.
Thank you. Listen, I've been on the air before with jokes, and I've never said I'm AM and a PM, so you can do it as
you just did.
And do it again.
All right, do it again. Say it again. She's quick on
the trigger. Well, that's at least good for two. Okay. All right. I have never, Frank, heard you tell this joke, and believe me, it is airworthy, even though it may sound like you're going to cut me off. But it is airworthy.
Okay.
Two children, mm-hmm. two kindergartners, are at the bus stop.
Okay.
And they are living in a fairly nice neighborhood, and so they always argue with each other. They always say, my daddy's better than your daddy. My daddy has a better job than yours. My house is bigger, and so on and so on.
Now, is this the one where one says, my daddy has two penises?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
So, one day, the boy comes trotting down to the bus stop. Little girl says, oh, yeah. And he says, oh, yeah. He pulls down his pants, and he says,
I can have as many of those as I want. Is that the punchline?
Yes.
Got him! Yes! Yeah! I have told it. But I stopped. You know, I'll tell you what. I stopped years ago just because it's cute, and as Trevor would say, it's adorable.
It's adorable.
It is cute,
but it's not Playhouse worthy for some reason. I can't explain it. Okay. But it's a really good. It's a good joke. It's a cute joke.
It is
joke.
A cute.
Why don't you, why don't you just tell it? Tell it, because I haven't told it for a while, and I would like for you to tell it. Go ahead, tell him.
Okay, so the little boy dropped his pants, shows the little girl what he's got. And says, my daddy says, I've got one of those, and you don't. Well, she knows she's been beaten. She can't counter that in her mind. So she goes home crying. She doesn't come to school for 3 days, so on and so on and so on. And he is the winner. Well, 3 days later, 4 days later, she comes trotting to the bus stop with a big smile on her face. And the little boy says, oh, yeah? And she says, oh, yeah. What? So she drops her undies, shows him what she's got, and says, my mommy says I've got one of those, and I can get all of those I want.
See? Give him something. You did a good job. The only place you stumbled was you said, she said, I've got one of those, when she would have said, I've got one of these. And with one of these, I can have all of those I want. Other than that, good job. Let's give him a good job, Scotty.
You know, they're all vowels.
And now the joke that has not been told for a long time, thank you, has finally been told. So, thank you.
My pleasure.
All right, Scotty. Appreciate the call. Ah, look at these. Look at these calls. Eventually, we'll get on to business. Actually, pretty quickly. Let's go to John. Hello, John. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm aiming the PM.
Thank you very much. Before you say anything, can I just make a request of the audience?
Yes.
There was a column. Dan Caesar of the Post-Dispatch had a big article today, plus on frankopinion.com. I'm there explaining everything to people about where we're going and why. The only thing I would ask of you and everybody else is please today don't mention the other station, because I don't think it's right to use this station to do that. Other than that, what do you got?
Well, congratulations on getting that deal done. I'm happy. I've been listening to you for 20 years.
Thank you.
Glad you stay around.
Oh, yeah.
The joke that I'd like to hear is the joke with the Amish mother and the daughter.
Got it. It's on the list. It's on.
Is it on there?
In a buggy on a really cold day.
Yes.
Yes. It's a good one. It's on the list.
The best part of that joke is the way you imitate the horses trotting.
Yeah.
It's great. All right. Like the real thing.
It will be.
All right.
If it's not told next week, it'll be told probably the first week or two at the new place, okay?
All right, great. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
See, these people, they remember. All right, one more, and then we'll have to do some business or we'll be out of business. That would be Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
What do you got? We love Amanda on the show. You should keep her there forever. She does a great
Thank
job.
You
know what? If and I'm not kidding. If I could, she lives in sin with her boyfriend in Overland Park, Kansas. I don't think he would be too wild about the idea of her moving back here. But if I'm not kidding. If I could, I'd give it a year and have her be a part of the show, but because we need a representative who's 30-ish, and we have one in Trevor, and I would love to do that. And
the only problem that there might be is if my daughter was on a show like that with me, I'd have to watch some of the things I said. But I
don't, because my daughter will tell you she's living with me. Yeah. No, I don't curse, and she knows that.
Oh no, but
no,
I just the dirty stuff.
No,
yeah,
there's no dirty stuff. Penis is not a dirty word. Poo poo.
No, sexual innuendos, though. I meant.
She's 29.
But if you're like me, my daughter's 40 years old and she's still a virgin in my mind. I don't want to hear anything.
Well.
I wanted to tell you a punchline from a joke and see if you know the joke.
Okay.
The punchline is, yeah, but did you see how great that suit looked on him?
Yes. Yes. Right. You know, I'll give you another one. There's a real quick one, and it's not even a joke. It's more of a limerick. It's like, hey, did you hear about the guy with... five penises.
Ah.
The other guy goes, what about him? And the first guy goes, his pants fit like a glove.
Yeah.
His pants fit like a glove.
Yeah, there you go. Right. Thanks, I appreciate it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you. What was that beeping?
Yeah, I think it was on his
I think it was on his
trained
end.
Up going to hit him. He stopped on
either
the
track. Either that or his radar detector was going off.
Was that your phone?
No, I think it was on his phone line.
It was on his
phone line.
It was on his
phone. Okay, then we can't blame Limey.
No.
No, actually, I was over here being busy creating the LimeyPhillips@gmail.com email. It's official. I've got it now.
Are you kidding?
No, I just did it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Is that really going to be
you just set up the account?
I just set it up, yeah. LimeyPhillips@gmail.com. Took 30 seconds.
Hey, kids. Hey, kids, be the first in your neighborhood to send an email to Limey Phillips. LimeyPhillips@gmail.com.
I like that nickname, Limey. It's
there
all right.
There you go, man.
I'll put that on our Facebook page with ours.
That didn't take long. We're going to take a traffic break, I believe. Yes. So let's just do that now so we can talk to John Londoff.
Meet me.
And we're going to check in with Tim Weiland. He has traffic for you, Tim.
Do have some slow traffic headed toward the Poplar Street Bridge from Grand all the way up to the Poplar on eastbound 4064. A little bit slow now on southbound Highway 270 between Olive down through Doherty Ferry, Marshall Road. We're looking a little bit slow on westbound Highway 70. It looks like we do have an incident near Air Flight that's causing your backup to go back to almost to Highway 170 on westbound 70. And this traffic report brought to you by your local Jeep dealer. It's 1 week to Jeep at your local Jeep dealer. Get the best deal of the year on the award-winning Jeep lineup, but don't wait. 1 week to Jeep ends soon. See your local Jeep dealer today. That's a look at traffic from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen up, homeowners, remodelers, contractors, and landlords. Cabinets, flooring, and more, and E&B Granite is having the biggest cabinet and countertop sale in their history. This Saturday and Sunday, you can find brand new cabinets starting at just $20.
That's 20 bucks.
New vanities start at just $29. If you ever thought about new cabinets or countertops for your kitchen, bath, garage, or basement, you can't afford to miss this sale. Cabinets, Flooring, and More and E&B Granite is making room for their new showroom, so everything must go. 5-foot base cabinets, including a granite countertop, start at $199. Vanity tops from 2 feet to 5 feet start at just $19. These are brand new cabinets and countertops, and you'll never find another deal like this. Don't miss it. This Saturday and Sunday at Cabinets, Flooring, and More and E&B Granite, 6135 Manchester at Hampton. Nothing will be held back at Cabinets, Flooring, and More and E&B Granite Warehouse Clearance Sale. This Saturday and Sunday, don't miss it.
it's cooling off.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center end of summer beginning of fall clearance sale, where all patio furniture is at the lowest prices of the season.
Hooray!
Now that it's cooler and the bugs are not bugging us anymore, it's the best time to use your new patio furniture. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard. With patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas, grills, and just about everything you'd need that will make you go on the patio. And at the lowest prices of the season. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
It's time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years and years. With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less.
Yay!
Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141.
Suburban Leisure Center, of course.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Dan Strauss here to let you know about Peroni's Pizzeria Banquet Center. At the Peroni's location on Washington and Florissant, wedding receptions, rehearsal dinners, business meetings, for any event, large or small, give Peroni's a call. And if you're craving a Peroni's pizza, you can have a pre-made frozen pizza delivered to your door anywhere in the U.S. Go to PeroniesPizza.com.
Hey, St. Louis, this is A.J. Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us in a worldwide technology soccer park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Make your plans now and get your tickets to see the St. Louis FC in September with three big home games. September 9th versus Harrisburg, September 16th versus Orlando City, and September 23rd versus FC Cincinnati. It's time to pack the house at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park and Toyota Stadium. For more information or to get your tickets, go to stlouisfc.com.
Are you hungry? Thirsty? Want to shoot some darts, billiards, or play a little Keno? How about karaoke? Dillon Sports Pub and Grill in Arnold, Missouri is open 365 days a year. We open at 6 a.m. every day. We're open on Sundays. We never close. Home of the perfect Bloody Mary, breakfast pizza, and some amazing wings, or biscuits, and gravy. Dillon's is the last place on earth that you can eat, drink, and smoke. Located just 5 minutes south of 55 and 270. Friend us on Facebook, and you might receive a free appetizer with your food and beverage purchase. Tell them Big E sent you.
Hi everybody, McGraw Millhaven here, and if you want the most out of your home's outdoor space this year, you need to go see my friends at Outdoor Living, Inc. They're at I-44 and Big Bend in Kirkwood. Now, Outdoor Living has a showroom with a wide variety of deck displays, rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms, just to name some of the things they have. You also need to check out Outdoor Living's complete line of Trex decking, framing, and outdoor furniture. All Trex decking is made from 95% recycled material, and it's built to last with a 25-year warranty. Trex decks are wrapped in the high-performance shell that resists fading, stains, mold, mildew, and weathering. It's where I went for my deck, and now my home is the envy of the neighborhood, if I do say so myself. Outdoor Living on South Holmes near Big Bend and I-44 in Kirkwood, 314-966-3325 or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Four. Can we play through? I'm Florissant Mayor Tom Schneider. We love our beautiful, safe, historic city just minutes from Lambert, never far from the action. For 20 years, Florissant's one of the few towns with a championship 18-hole golf course. Experience public golf at its finest at Florissant Golf Club, where our greens are as good as any private club. Our friendly Florissant Golf Club staff will welcome you as a special guest, and our rolling terrain and interesting layout challenges every skill level with fun holes to play again and again. Call 741-7444 or visit FlorissantGolfClub.com. Great shot, partner.
At St. Louis Men's Clinic, our doctors specialize in treating ED. We understand your problem and can help fix it now. Call St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
If you're looking for the top-rated fine dining gourmet Italian restaurant and steakhouse in South County, you found it. It's Roberto's Trattoria and Chop House in the Concord Plaza Shopping Center, just south of Sunset Hills.
Yeah, we are up. Okay, and a quick word before we go to John Londoff, and I think John would agree with this because I have seen or actually heard the number of emails and the kind of, phone calls and messages he gets, and there are lots of them from customers. So my advice to you, Limey, would be If you do get any emails to, and again, ladies and gentlemen, it's limeyphillips@gmail.com. If you get any hate mail, you have to learn to have a really thick skin.
Of course.
It doesn't mean anything as long as it's just a few people. Now, if you have like 100 people in one day who hate you, we'll have to get rid of you.
Is that Limey with an L, with a Y or an I?
L-I-M-E-Y, Phillips, two L's, at gmail.com.
There you go.
There's your first hate
mail. And now, Londoff, J-R, at Londoff.com is on the phone. Please welcome John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
And you would agree, you just...
How are you?
Okay, I'm fine.
Good. All right, good. You know, I mentioned this a few days ago, and I mentioned it like 2 weeks ago. I've mentioned it a few times, but you know what tomorrow is, don't you?
I believe it's your birthday.
Yes, sir. That's right, big boy. And, Second. Check one more time. See if that box came break.
One of the differences between me and John is I make a habit of making sure people don't know my birthday and don't make a big deal out of it. John, a month ahead, goes, you know my birthday's coming. we know. It's on my calendar. I know. Everybody knows. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow is John Londoff's, and I'm going to tell him the year. Can I tell him how old?
Yeah, it's bothering me. I'm here.
59. This is the last year that you can say you're in your 50s. So soak it up and make the most of it.
There you go, buddy. I'm going to. But
say hi to my daughter. She's back today
by
popular demand.
Are you kidding me? Back to back?
You kidding me?
Back to back? That's unbelievable. Well, are you going to become a regular?
If I can't find a job, I guess.
I'd like to take this opportunity to tell everybody listening, my daughter is unemployed currently. She was laid off with 200 other people. And, yes, she's a terrific salesperson and a delight to be around. And she needs $400,000 a year.
Wow.
And a car.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, wouldn't it?
Well, Johnny will give me the car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd get a car before your dad will get one, okay?
Thank you.
No, he's not kidding. No, he's not kidding. You would before I would.
I guarantee if I asked me my partner, Mimi Londoff, she'd be like, oh, well, of course.
No, John, Dan, you had a question?
Yeah. Your birthday's tomorrow, but Amanda's not going to be here. I think Amanda should sing happy birthday to John.
Oh, you know what? You know what this is going to be like? The Marilyn Monroe to John Kennedy thing.
Yeah.
Remember that?
You're talking about.
John, sit back, relax, and soak it up and enjoy this one-of-a-kind rendition of Happy Birthday to You, played on the harmonica by Dan, as sung by my daughter. Give her a note.
Okay, you ready, Amanda?
Yeah, give me a note.
Okay, ready?
Give me a note.
Perfect.
Okay, here we go.
Two, ready,
one,
set,
two, three,
go.
Four.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Johnny. Happy birthday to you.
Wow. As you can tell, she got her hands on the sound effects machine.
Excuse me.
Oh my goodness!
I gotta tell you that.
Brings tears to your eyes.
I can hear you tearing up a little bit.
And I'm telling you what, you know, as you get older, you get a little more sensitive. You know that, Amanda, but at the age of your father, he gets very sensitive now. His age. So
that Marilyn Monroe thing is not even a close second to what we just.
No.
when we've got Amanda, why would we even talk about Marilyn Monroe?
I want to tell people, because they think I'm kidding. That was not rehearsed.
No.
Nothing is
no,
here.
No, purely
live.
Spontaneous.
No.
And Limey can attest to that.
Absolutely.
He was here to witness it. You know, this is
going
to stick.
What's going on, Limey?
This is going to stick. It's stuck. It's official.
Because Trevor is so, I don't know, so formal. It's like Preston, you know.
Or, thank
or
you.
Preston Grenville Vanderhurst IV. Limey Phillips, it makes you kind of just a regular guy.
Yeah, I think it's hilarious. So Limey, do you still slip and call people mate? Do you still slip and call people mate?
I do. I actually called mate a couple minutes ago.
He's not here. The other thing he does is sir. That's right. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
I was raised with manners.
You don't call me ma'am.
No, we're the same age.
No, she's got a point. Okay. That's sexist. You call us sir, but you don't call her ma'am.
I demand the same respect.
He said that the same age.
Wow.
Wow.
She's a woman.
It's a minefield, yeah.
She's a woman. Hear her roar.
Second appearance, and she's taking the show over. I think that would be hilarious if Amanda, you did do an entire show.
I don't think I can do that.
Well, that's what she's doing it today.
She did it yesterday.
You're not shy. I know that for sure. That's great. I don't know. Let's put it out there to the listening audience.
No, I don't have to. John, I used to see the email I got. I spent 2 hours trying to go through them. I'm down to 83 left. Of course, when I get home, that'll be more. And it was dozens of people who said, wow, it would be great. And I agree. It'd be nice to have a female voice, and it'd be nice to have her in here. But, one, I... at least now, wouldn't be able to pay her what she's worth. And two, every month,
kind of
every month that she spends doing this is a month taken off of heading toward a real career, because I'm not going to do this forever.
Okay, so when she gets this job, I'm sure you'll get soon, Amanda, she could still do a call-in segment.
Sure, yeah, she could.
Or just every once in a while.
Or you know what? If it's
I want to say, yesterday's show, I was listening earlier, and I listened, as I always do. That was hilarious. Amanda, because of you. I mean, it was just...
Can I sell you some cars?
Oh, you can sell anything. I can tell you can sell, because I know your father very well, and he's told me many times he's the best salesperson I'll ever meet in my life.
I think I did tell you that.
And then I did correct you. Yeah. I said, we might give you the second, because Johnny Lowndoff Sr. was the best. But he
was. I thought you were going to say you.
Of living people. Okay. Of those on earth now.
Wow.
I would be number one.
I mean, when you're the greatest, you're the greatest, all right? I mean, do they still say, well, not a Muhammad Ali is passed. He's still not the greatest boxer ever?
Probably. But here's the thing. We already know she can sell, because every job she's had has been in sales. And she did well. When they cut 200 people, you know it's not just you. Something else is going on. So she'll sell again. She'll sell something. And if it's not cars, it'll be, I'm not really worried about her. I've never worried about any of my kids and what they were going to do, or if they'd be able to eat. I just never have. And I don't think you're worried about your kids either.
I have to sell poop medicine. I can do that.
When she worked for this pharmaceutical company.
I sold a blood pressure medication and two poop meds.
I help people who are constipated?
I help people that couldn't poop and people that were pooping too much.
Oh.
She's serious. Those are the...
Yeah, you got the total poop spectrum covered there.
Exactly.
That's what they assign her.
So how many times did your dad ask for some free samples?
You know what? Okay, none. Never. I didn't have to ask.
She left
them in the bathroom for me. I didn't have to ask.
I tried one for a while, and then they had to go to the other one.
I tell you what, they've got you pretty well hooked. Got you coming, they got you going.
Yeah. And if you can sell that, I think you can sell anything.
Everyone's happier when they poop, so it's really helping a lot of people.
Well, that's true.
Oh, my God, I love it. You are hilarious.
You know, Amanda, you know who I'm talking about. We know someone who regularly would go a week to 10 days without doing number two.
Really?
That's impossible. Yeah.
That is an absolute fact, because we know the person well. And it was not uncommon to go a full week.
Wow.
That's so uncomfortable.
She actually started taking one of the meds that I sold, and it helped her tremendously.
There you go. There you go.
Well, I may help you. I don't know about you, Frank, but I couldn't talk. I mean, I'd go 24 hours. Oh, my God. There's no way. I am... Amy's a little jealous, because I'm very... So I probably don't need your ex-medication that you were given to your dad all the time, Amanda, but thanks for offering.
Most people don't. Now listen. Sometimes we almost forget to sell Chevys. Let's sell a couple of cars. You want?
I think we're selling right now. We've got sales representative Amanda on the phone, and she can do outside sales for Lowndop Chevrolet. We might have to just give you an email address, Amanda, and you know, and let you, you know, hey, check out our website at LawnDop.com. What percentage of consumers do you think shop Johnny LawnDop Chevrolet online?
Now, if you mean go there at some point, like initially, I'll guess. I'm going to guess.
Not purchase online, but just go there?
No, just go there to check out the inventory.
Oh, I would say like 70.
Dan, what do you think?
Oh, yeah, I would go 80%.
I'm going to go 60. Trevor?
I'm going to go 65%.
I mean, Limey.
Scott, Limey, thank you. I'm going to be the low.
Well, man, I'd like to say that you are right, because I like you the most of anyone on the show right now. But it's north of 70%. It's almost. So I say, you know what, Amanda? I'm going to give it to you. You're right.
Thanks. Yeah.
But so many people shop online, and then we email back and forth, send video. You just say, hey, I just pulled up a vehicle online. This is the stock number. Shoot me a quick video, a couple of minutes, which is like a virtual, tour, just a reality type of a test drive. But still, almost 90% of consumers still want to come into the dealership for the experience, especially here at Johnny LawnDop Chevrolet with Super Sales Representative Amanda on hand. And that is because, you still want to get in the car. You still want to drive it. How about that new car smell? Or a newer car, even if it's 2 or 3 year old pre-owned, still is brand new.
It's not only that. If you don't sit in that car and see how, it's like shoes, how it fits you. There was a car for many, many years that I wanted a long time ago, and I finally got in one, and immediately I knew that I would never buy one because the emergency brake handle hit my right knee. It was always hitting my knee. It was uncomfortable, so that did it. So, you do need it. I can't imagine buying a car without getting in it, and, of course, we want you to get in it at Londo, Johnny Londo Chevrolet.
That's it. That's the truth. I use that forever. Someone would say, I don't want to test drive that car. I rented one a few weeks ago or a few months ago. But I'd say, but this is the one you're going to buy or we're consider buying. Those tennis shoes, I'd say, did you take those out for a test drive before you bought them? Sure, you have to try on shoes. Nobody, I mean, Amanda, do women, but they buy shoes online. They come in and go, oh, these don't fit.
I have to try on my shoes before I buy them.
I think women buy shoes anywhere, anyway, any time. They like shoes.
We're having a great day today. This weather is unbelievable.
Yes, it is.
The Johnny LawnDop Chevrolet team is on fire. I'm so proud of them. We just have some really... I'd like to credit myself, but I have to look at my two young sons, John LawnDop III and Sam LawnDop. They're taking more and more control, and I guess they realize I'm getting a little bit older. They just bring that youthful energy and excitement along with the management team, great sales staff. So give us a call. We'll be here till you want to keep us here. The great AM of the PM crowd, please make sure if you email us, tell us your AM of the PM. You call us, your AM of the PM. And when you get here, hey, tell us that you're AM of the PM, and you will have an experience like none other. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Mm-hmm. Or 24/7, 365 at LawnDop.com.
All right, they're on the way. Thank you, John.
Thanks
very much.
Bye, Amanda.
Bye.
All right, we are running late here, so I'm going to do a little business. We may have to push something over and hit it just before Scott Sherman. And this will be your reminder that after the 4 o'clock news break, as we do every Thursday, Scott Sherman is here to help you with your legal questions. Do I have a case? Do I not have a case? Who's right? Who's wrong? And everything in between. Gateway Lock and Security is a... It's multifaceted, and I don't even know that that's the right name for the place, Gateway Lock and Security, but if you tried to give it a name that included everything they do, it would be Gateway Lock and Security, Keyless Entry, Exit Alarm, Access Control System, Proximity Card, Master Key System, DVRs, and Camera, Deadbolt Installation, Touchpad Company. That's ridiculous. You can't do that, but they do all of that stuff. They're doing a lot of proximity cards and keyless entry, not just for businesses anymore. A lot of new homes people are building with that because it eliminates the need for keys. It eliminates and it ensures even greater security. You know, there are people that can pick a lock and find their way to bypass a key. Good luck.
finding your way in without the proximity card you need or without the keyless entry code. So remember, they do that. And then, of course, they do. Of course, they do. Ultra high definition surveillance cameras. They even have cameras that you can put up that will capture a perfectly clear image of the perpetrator up to 50 feet in pitch black darkness.
Ooh.
Total darkness. Infrared. You may not need that. And maybe you're looking for cameras for your business or your home. It doesn't matter, large or small. They can do one camera, two cameras, 22 cameras, anything in between. They'll work with you, all budgets. Don't try to do it yourself. That is a mistake, unless this is what you do for a living. Gateway Lock and Security, it's what they do for a living, and they do it well. GatewayLockAndSecurity.com.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, you've got a stall on the left shoulder causing slowdowns on eastbound Highway 70 from Highway 170. Westbound Highway 70 is running slow. Jennings Station Road, again from 170 out past Cypress. We also have eastbound 270 beginning to find some stop-and-go traffic east of McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound Highway 4064 is on the brakes from Kings Highway through Hampton, and then it's slow pockets from that point through Bellevue. We have eastbound Highway 4064 now slowing from Vandeventer to the Poplar Street Bridge. And we're getting a little heavy on southbound 270 now between Page and Doherty Ferry. It's tough balancing free time with wanting to earn extra money. Get your side hustle on. Drive with Uber to earn extra money on your schedule. Sign up today at uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I thank you, Tim. I've told you folks for a long, long time that my whole family goes to Ballast Dental Care. Now, my daughter lives in Overland Park, Kansas, yet she had a dental appointment yesterday, and you know where it was? Yeah, Ballast Dental Care, where I've gone for 44 years and where she's gone since she's been born. Now, if you think, it's a good sales pitch, but it's not true, Amanda, I want you to pretend you're on the witness stand in the courtroom. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
All right, put your hand on the Bible, and I'm hooking you up to a polygraph machine right now. Are you nervous?
Nope.
Because you know you're going to tell the truth. Where'd you go to the dentist yesterday?
That was actually today.
Oh, it was this morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
I saw Mary.
Okay, at?
At Ballast Dental Care.
There you go.
And my teeth, I have no cavities.
And you can tell from her voice, if you looked at her, she's incapable of lying. She goes to Ballast Dental Care. And she went to Ballast Dental Care when she lived in Newport Beach, California. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good distance. But she knew she'd be coming home 3-4 times a year at least. And when you do, you make your appointment at Ballast Dental Care. And I know who Mary is because Mary always wants to take care of me when I get in there because Mary has wanted to sleep with me the entire 44 years that I've been there.
She has a crush on you.
Oh, my goodness, it's beyond that. And I'm okay with that. She knows the limits. There are none. No, kidding. And then there's Lisa who likes to walk around and sing, and people love it. It's just that dental clinic you thought couldn't possibly exist. It does. And it's at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. They are ready for you to make your first appointment. It will not be your last, and you will never again be afraid to go to the dentist. Ballast Dental Care, ballastdentalcare.com, 4 o'clock.